David Trainer, the president of New Constructs, is here, and it's time to sort out the dangerous from the attractive, because we are taking a trip to the danger zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, where David Trainer, the president and founder of New Constructs, joins us each week to talk about an issue that he finds troubling. Well, why is it troubling? At New Constructs, they dive in at the bottom. They go in at the footnotes level, the grassroots, and then they work their way back up. When they're doing this, they're evaluating securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. You should understand that when you look at things from the top down, you see skin deep.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, it is possible that you are not as attractive as you think you are, because just when people were thinking,
you are so good looking,
David and his crew, they've dug in at the bottom and they found out that underneath that nice facade, things are not nearly as good as they look. If you want to learn more about how they do it, go to newconstructs.com, on Twitter at newconstructs, and remember, they blog about their danger zone picks. So if you have questions or you want to get more information on anything we talk about, go check it out at their website, newconstructs.com. David Trainer, welcome back.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Investors who ignore accounting rule changes.
Danger, danger.
So this is a very specific one that does affect a whole bunch of companies. But what we basically are looking at is some rules that are changing and some accounting changes as a result. Help us understand what's going on and then what the risk is if we are among those investors who don't pay attention to these rule changes.
What's happening is about $600 billion in off-balance sheet debt is going to move on balance sheet because FASB changed the rule that allowed companies to treat assets or leases as off-balance sheet activities. That was the operating lease accounting, and that was actually part of that process. I played a big role in writing the new rule, and a lot of what's important about this rule is going to be in the footnotes. The big takeaway is that the rule's not perfect, but it's better than before, because before, or currently, 0% of the assets related to operating leases were on the balance sheet when they're effectively still very much a liability and a debt instrument. Now, at least with this rule, some of those assets will be on balance sheet. They won't all be reflected correctly and accurately. So we're still going to have to, us at New Constructs, we're still going to have to remove what the company did and put it back on the right way. The right way being the way we've been doing it for the 20 years of data we have in our models today. And the risk to investors here, Chuck, is that if you're not conscientious about this rule, you're going to see drastic changes in any of the ratios or analysis based on reported debt. Debt to equity ratios, return on assets ratios are going to look a lot worse overnight for these companies because they're going to be forced to take a bunch of assets and debt that have been off the balance sheet and put them on the balance sheet in the beginning of next year. So overnight, these balance sheets, leverage ratios, et cetera, are going to change quite dramatically. And this may alarm those investors who don't understand what's going on because, in effect, economically, there are no changes. This is a paper change, and people need to be able to distinguish between the two.
It's a paper change that ultimately for you, it's going to make your job harder, but it should make it easier for you to find the discrepancies, right? There should be more cases where you find a distinction that becomes what you like to call misleading earnings, right?
It's already been misleading, you know, because there's been nothing there. And so we will have a good time identifying those companies that are exploiting the vagaries or the gray areas within the new rule to minimize the impact of what they put on the balance sheet. So that'll be fun because, you know, one of the things that we went back and forth with when FASB was writing the rule was how do we really help govern and put some ranges of plausibility around the discount rates that companies use to determine the present value of the operating lease. The right answer is that everyone should use effectively pretty much the same discount rate, so the use of that number doesn't allow folks to manipulate what kind of number they put on it and really ruin the apples-to-apples comparison that we need to make between companies. There was no way to really dictate that, so what we required instead as a compromise, our I and the other investor advisory committee members said to the FASB, said, well, if we can't do that, at least make the companies disclose the assumptions behind what they're putting on the balance sheet so that we can take it off and put it back on the right way. And they complied, and that's what we'll have to do, and we'll have a lot of fun seeing which companies, you know, have the most management-friendly and shareholder-unfriendly assumptions.
Let's give one example, because sometimes we talk about these kinds of concepts. We say investors who ignore accounting rule changes are in the danger zone, or we take some big concept and we don't put it down to brass tacks. So pick a company that has a particular problem here where it's got a big percentage of its total assets are operating leases.
Yeah. How about Chipotle? $2.8 billion in operating leases. That's almost 130% of its balance sheet, of its total assets, right? So they're more than doubling the size of their balance sheet. That means their leverage ratios are going to just get completely whacked. Their return on assets is going to go from 8% to 3%. All because these off-balance sheet assets and liabilities are going to be coming back on balance sheet. Now, that's assuming they report the data with as much fidelity as we report it. So it might not be exactly that, but this is the ballpark we're talking about. $2.8 billion. Foot Locker has got $3.8 billion. That's 98% of their current assets. Their balance sheet's going to double, too. Their leverage ratios, return on assets, et cetera, are going to get whacked as well, and investors are going to look one day, and a lot of quants are going to look one day, and the number's going to be drastically different, and their models are going to blow up, and they're going to wonder what's going on. Our clients, this will be basically a non-event because we've been doing this work all along, and all FASB is doing is getting companies to report data closer to the way that we've always been capturing the true economics of a business.
So the danger here is if you don't know what's going on, you're going to be looking at these stocks going, wait, what the heck is happening here? You're going to misevaluate them. That's your trouble. That's why investors who ignore the accounting rule changes that FASB's putting into place are headed for trouble. And that's why they're in the danger zone. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer, everybody. He is the president and founder at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com for more information, to see their blog about their danger zone picks and more. And they're on Twitter at New Constructs. We are headed for home on the Monday edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the Market Call. Stephen McKee from the No Load Mutual Fund Selections and Timing Newsletter will be here when we come back right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.